Heavy rain over the Murray-Darling Basin is bringing relief for residents in the dusty far west of New South Wales. The town of Menindee is known for its huge lake system, but with the lakes almost completely dry for years, the tourist centre has been struggling to attract visitors. Now locals are rejoicing, as Sophie Wainwright reports.
Actually catching a fish at Menindee's annual fishing challenge is a bonus this year. Last year's competition was cancelled because the water level was low and there was an outbreak of blue-green algae.
Oh, ain't they lovely, the low lakes, to see them full up again. It is good, lovely. Better than seeing them dry, I tell you.
Stephen Harris is one of more than 100 people casting a line from the banks of the Darling River, which feeds the sprawling Menindee Lakes. He's travelled from Wilcannia, about 3 hours away. It's worth the trip because a wetter-than-average winter across the Murray-Darling Basin is seeing the lakes receive their biggest inflow in at least 5 years.
I just love it. I just can't get over it. I'm very pleased to have this water back. Spend your weekend out on the river and things, and that's it. Just relax, just to get out of town.
Have you had any luck catching any fish this weekend?
No, I just went down. I went down, I got two snags, and I come up to help this fella cook some Johnny cakes with his kids. No fish yet. I'm going back down directly, though. I'm going out to try again. Okay.
The first paddle steamer came up here called the Aubrey.
Tourism is a critical industry for the town of Menindee, and the lakes are its biggest draw card. Rob Gregory moved here 6 months ago to run boat tours of the lakes, and business has picked up since they started refilling mid-year.
It's definitely grown. We're certainly a lot more busy. We were running, say, 5 cruises a week, and now we're probably doing double that, I guess, you know.
And is that since there's been more water in the lakes?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And the word's slowly getting out. It's just taking time. And even just around town, there's vehicles everywhere where we were very quiet.
The water is also having a ripple effect on other businesses, like the service station run by John Coombe and his brother since 1976.
Everything's come to life. The town actually is normal again. They're all sane. Yeah, their whole attitude has changed. Our industry with our tourists has risen by probably 15 or 20% just over the last few weeks. So expectations are a lot better now.
When it was dry, what kind of drop did you see in tourist numbers, do you think?
Oh, we'd probably drop by 80%. We were thinking about closing on Sundays, going automatic, anything so that we could spend our time a little bit better than sitting down waiting for a customer.
Main customer base is the tourists. So I have a few locals who I can say are a dedicated shop here, but not the whole town.
Mavis Pumphrey has owned the grocery shop for about 18 years.
Without water, our takings dropped by 50%. We had one member of staff who left because we couldn't afford to pay them, and the other workers have all taken reduced hours because of the same reason.
Have you noticed a difference since that water's come in?
Yes, it's probably gone up about 10% since the water's been back. Yeah, only in the last week or two.
Has your confidence grown?
Yes, I'm hoping that we'll have a very good Christmas, which will put a smile on the bank manager's face.
That's Menindee grocery shop owner Mavis Pumphrey, ending that report by Sophie Wainwright.